You're listening to the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome to the Hello Wyoming podcast. We're here today with Leslie Jefferson, CEO of the Carbon County Visitors Council, to talk about another one of Wyoming's beautiful scenic byways, Battle Pass. Thanks for being here today, Leslie. You take a minute to introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Leslie Jefferson. I'm the CEO at Carbon County Visitors Council.
And where are you out of, Leslie?
I'm based out of Rawlins.
Rawlins is in Carbon County in south central Wyoming, right along I-80. Very easy to access. Can you tell us a little bit about your role at the Carbon County Visitors Council?
I have the great opportunity of promoting and marketing Carbon County as a destination. We have some great things to see and do here.
Now, does Carbon County Visitors Council have a visitor center or anywhere you'd recommend people stop when they're in Rawlins?
Yes, Charles, we have a visitor center that's open all year round in Rawlins, located at 508 West Cedar. And we also have a seasonal visitor center that's open mid-May to mid-October, right outside of Riverside. And it is actually at the three-way where 130, 230, and 70 meet right in Riverside.
So Riverside is a small town just outside of Encampment where the three-way intersection that also leads you to the start of the Battle Pass Scenic Byway is. Is that correct?
That is correct. Encampment is at the base of the Scenic Byway on the east side, and then it travels west all the way kind of down to Savory, Dixon, and Bats.
Perfect, perfect. Well, that's what we're here to talk about today is the Battle Pass Scenic Byway. It's a 57-mile paved road that follows Wyoming Highway 70 through Medicine Bow National Forest. And as Leslie already said, it's through the Sierra Madre Range. It starts at the town of Encampment, which is just outside the town of Riverside. And then it drives through a number of ghost towns and passes the field known for the famous 1841 battle between fur trappers and Native Americans. So I've already touched a little bit on the history of Battle Pass. Leslie, there's a lot of history up there. Ghost towns, and there's historical monuments. Do you want to tell me a little bit about some of your favorite that are up Battle Pass?
I guess one of the favorite places that I have on Battle Pass is there's a little pullout of the town of Battle. It's kind of just like a little kind of smaller rest area, but there's some ruins up on the mountain, and it's kind of a loopy drive in, and then you drive around and you get back on the scenic byway. It's pretty cool. It looks over the Continental Divide, and you just see for miles and miles.
Sounds beautiful. One of the specific monuments up there is a monument to Thomas Edison. Now, what's the connection between Battle Pass and Thomas Edison?
In 1878, Thomas Edison was out in Carbon County, and he was doing some camping. He was actually down by Battle Lake, and someone had broken a fishing pole. So he threw that fishing pole into the fire. It was bamboo. And the poof that it made actually made him start thinking about the light bulb as we know today.
That's incredible. When you think of Wyoming, you don't naturally think about Thomas Edison, let alone Battle Pass.
That is true. It's pretty cool.
So I could see where he would get that inspiration for the filament of the electric light bulb. Because when you break a fishing rod, there's typically fibers in it, whether it's bamboo, composite, you name it. So I could kind of see where he got that idea. That's really neat. So let's talk about the town of Battle itself. Battle is a ghost town that's aptly named, you know, Battle, which is where the battle in 1841 happened. Is that correct?
It is. It's named after that famous battle between the fur trappers and the Native American warriors.
What is there to do at Battle today? Is there anything remaining, or is it just a site to commemorate the town?
So yes, currently it's just a site that commemorates the town. Of course, there are all sorts of hiking opportunities and sightseeing, wildlife viewing, that kind of thing at the town of Battle.
Excellent. That kind of leads me into my next question, which is some of the activities that you can do along Battle Pass. Battle Pass goes through the National Forest, so I know there's a lot of opportunity to visit the National Forest, whether that be through forest roads or actually on the paved highway that is Battle Pass. Could you talk a little bit about some of the activities that you could do along the highway?
Along the Battle Pass scenic byway, there's many activities to do. We have had bicyclers. We have the Continental Divide Trail that actually goes right across Battle Pass. So we have many hikers every year coming to either hike sections of the Continental Divide Trail or some of them are actually on that long hike that they started just a couple of weeks ago down in New Mexico, and we'll see them late June, early July. But we also have a great new route. It's the Wyoming Backroads Discovery Route. It's a backroads motorcycle riding route, and we're excited about that. So not only bicyclers, but a lot of motorcyclers come out and do Battle Pass.
So the Backcountry Discovery Route is the Battle Pass Scenic Highway as part of it, right?
Yes, it is. It also takes you out onto forest roads in some cases, and it does not go along the scenic or the Continental Divide trail, but it will go on the bicycling trail a bit.
Sounds beautiful. So speaking about the national forest and the beautiful trees that are over Battle Pass, I mean, you know, you and I know each other. You know, I'm a major photographer, and Battle Pass is one of my favorite places to capture fall foliage. Battle Pass Scenic Byway is closed through winter and spring, but it is open summer and fall. So it's a great place to see fall foliage. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the areas along Battle Pass where you can see some great aspen foliage?
Definitely. I would say right at the Edison Monument, when you look across and look down, you can see Battle Lake. And in the fall, they have gorgeous colors. They have the greens, the golds, the reds. It's just so beautiful. Another captivating place is Aspen Alley. It is located a couple of miles north of Battle Pass Scenic Byway on U.S. Forest Service Road 801. The trees have actually grown up on each side of the road, and the natural canopy is like a cover. And it's just gorgeous, actually, any time of year that you can get there. So summer to fall, you have the green leaves, and it's beautiful. And in the fall, you have the reds and the goldens and the green as well.
It's a great place also to take senior photos and wedding photos. I've seen both those groups out there taking pictures. I don't blame them. It's absolutely stunning.
Yes. And Aspen Alley is a huge spot for not only hikers, but we have a lot of bicyclists that just go south from Rawlins just to go through and experience Aspen Alley.
That's incredible. I can't say I blame him for trying that out. So as we drive Battle Pass Scenic Byway, is there anything that a first-time traveler needs to know? Is there places to buy gas? Are there restaurants, lodges, anything like that along the byway itself?
Along the byway itself, you're really going to see those amenities where it anchors, whether it's Bags, Dixon, or Savory, or Encampment Riverside. One thing that I can tell you is that both Encampment Riverside and Dixon and Bags have some great eateries, but I think the most outstanding part of Battle Pass is it's anchored by two great museums. We have the Grand Encampment Museum in Encampment, and then we have the Little Snake River Museum in Savory. So it's really, both places have brought in old historic buildings and they have a complex. So it's a great place to get out, stretch your legs. One of the great ideas is to go ahead and pack a lunch. When you head up and over Battle Pass, there's great places to just pull off the side of the road and have a picnic lunch. Or you could actually picnic on the grounds of this Little Snake River Museum or the Grand Encampment Museum.
A picnic is a great idea for the Battle Pass Scenic Byway because it's definitely an area where you're going to want to be outside, whether that's at a campground or, to your point, even on the grounds of one of the museums. The Grand Encampment Museum is a fantastic museum. I quite frankly find the two-story outhouse hilarious. If you don't understand why that's hilarious, think hard. You could probably figure it out. So our listeners are aware, is Bags the western side portal town with Encampment and Riverside being the eastern side portal town for the Battle Pass Scenic Byway?
Yes, I would definitely say that's the case. And one thing I would like to say is with both the east side and the west side, there are two different looks at Wyoming history. On the west side, we have a lot of history with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We did not incarcerate or catch Butch Cassidy, but he would definitely come down to the Bags area and spend his spoils and spend some time in Bags. There's the Bags Outlaw Stop, and it has some great history around Matthew's Daddy's place, and that's actually where they would come and hang out after they had done some robbing. So on the eastern side, which is Encampment, the Grand Encampment Museum, you're going to find interesting mining type information. We have a great copper mine tramway, or at least a few of the buckets that are still remaining, as well as there's this wonderful diorama that was created last year that I would just let anybody know that it's worth the visit. Go and see that. It's very detailed and painstakingly took time to make all of that, but it's a great view of how things probably looked. And there's some fun items in there. You can choose what maybe might didn't come in the copper mining era.
Excellent. So Battle Pass is definitely one of a kind. That entire region is full of hidden gems, many that people have found to be their favorite in Wyoming. Leslie, before we go, I want to hear about Carbon County's road trip sticker that features Battle Pass. What's the inspiration behind this decision?
Well, we wanted to do a new sticker this year. We do have a great Carbon County sticker, but we wanted to venture out and do something else. We have a lot of different scenic drives in Carbon County. We have Battle Pass, Noe Range, Lincoln Highway, and we have the Seminole Alcova Backway. But when we really chose what would be most diverse, what's going to draw people in, what is exciting, and I have to say, Battle Pass, the stark contrast between the West and then to the mountain men and mining, I think that's really the inspiration behind our sticker. We just want people to know more about our hidden gems in Wyoming and especially more about South Central Wyoming.
Fantastic. Where can visitors pick up these stickers?
The visitors will be able to pick up the stickers at the Little Snake River Museum, as well as the Visitor Center in Rawlins.
Excellent. And as people are planning their visit to Wyoming, they can always use travelwyoming.com, but let's talk about Carbon County's specific website and visitor resources.
Definitely. For people planning to come to Carbon County, if you just go to wyomingcarboncounty.com, you're going to see all of the planning tools you need. We do have things to do, and under things to do, there are the scenic drives, but we also have a travel safe page that have road trips. So that will give you a little bit more information about our road trips. But we have incredible stores, incredible restaurants, just many things to do and see in Carbon County.
Incredible. Leslie, thank you for taking the time to talk about Battle Pass today.
Thank you for having me.
We also want to thank our listeners for joining us today. We hope you come back to Hello Wyoming to hear more about more of Wyoming's stunning byways and road trips. Remember, as you travel Wyoming, be sure to visit responsibly, follow along on our social media channels, and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.